or to expect people to listen to your problems and then give you advice and you don't take the advice, do you even like that person? Think about your own life. Think about all of the struggles, all of the mess. Think about all of the things that's like on your plate right now. You want to add somebody else's mess to that? You're not overwhelmed enough? Do you have room? You have room to take on other people's problems? Is that what it is? You don't have enough problems of your own? Y'all, today's episode is going to teach you how to have peace in your life and how to maintain your peace. I feel like nobody has ever said this to me, but I think that this approach makes me look selfish. But sometimes a little bit of selfishness is necessary for your peace. Because what I'm about to tell you, it requires you to be strong, okay? It requires you to put yourself first, okay? Today, we are going to be talking about how to maintain your peace despite all of the nonsense that everybody else in your life is doing or going through, most times because of their own fault. Hear me out, okay? I'm not trying to drag anybody in this episode, but I'm not going to waste any time. Let me just tell y'all how. You need to let people do whatever it is they want to do, okay? You need to understand that you cannot affect, influence, impact anybody's decisions, okay? And that is not your responsibility. Now, I talked about this in my last episode. The one before the last. But I have another episode explaining this, but it's not necessarily the same thing. It's about understanding that people are not going to change for you. But this is different. That episode was about you waiting on people to change for you and you dating on potential and you trying to control other people's decisions. This episode is more broad, where you're not trying to tell people what to do or you're not trying to change people for you. You are just understanding that they are who they are. And you are who you are, and you are only responsible for you. Now, I know this sounds selfish, and sometimes I feel like when I'm talking to people about this, because here's the thing, I've had many situations in my life where somebody came to me complaining about somebody else, and I guess they expected me to have an input, but I did not have one because I learned a very long time ago that martyrdom was not for me. I feel like I'm saying this word because I'm not used to saying it, but like it's not for me. It's when you're ready to put your life on the line and sacrifice for other people. You waste your time trying to get people to do things and do what's best for them. Not necessarily for you, but maybe you care about somebody and you feel like they're about to make a poor decision. So you try to, you know, steer them in the right direction because you care, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. What I'm trying to help you to understand today is that that is none of your business. That is none of your business, okay? And it doesn't mean that you don't care about the person. That's the thing. Because I know that when I say this, it looks like I don't care about people. But I just care enough to let you be you. And I care more about me to understand that I am my first priority, right? Before all else, I have to take care of me before I go putting my life on the line for you, okay? Now, depending on who, you might be saying, you know, but this person is a loved one, this person is a family member, this person is my spouse, a sibling, whatever. great. You know, like I said, it's not that you don't care about the person. You just have to understand that you cannot tell people what to do with their lives. You cannot make them change. Let me tell you, I was talking to one of my friends, and this is, it's Jalen. I've mentioned her before. When she drops a podcast, I'll release it, but I'm quoting her exactly. This is what she said. She said that there is a divine guidance between delay and purpose and procrastination, and you will know because of how you feel. So the point of that is to always trust your intuition. So let me explain what that means to you, right? And this is a common example in my life. If you have ever, or let me give you my personal example, actually. So I watch a lot of motivational videos, right? And sometimes it's like I'll ask for a sign or something, I'll pray, I'll need to hear something, or I'm going through something, and I'll click on a random motivational video on YouTube or scroll on TikTok and find something, and it will be a message about exactly what I am going through in my life, like exactly, like to the T. Like he heard me and he sent me a message. And here's the thing, when I received those messages in the past, if I knew somebody else in my life that was going through something similar, I would always try to send the messages to them, right? Or when I was listening to the message, it would make me think of somebody. And I was like, you know what? This applies to you. They're talking about you. I'm going to send it to you. And I would send it to them and they wouldn't watch it. And I'm like, why didn't you watch it? You know, like, why didn't you watch it? This message is literally about you, for you. It will help you. Why didn't you watch it? And I actually used to stress myself out because I wanted people to receive the word, receive inspiration, receive knowledge the same way I was receiving it, because it helped me and I felt like it would help them. And I was mad that they did not want to take the advice or even listen to the advice to try to change their situation. And I was going around stressing myself out because people don't want to, you know, like fix whatever is broken in their lives. And I'm trying to help you and you're not listening. So I literally used to stress myself out. And then one day I was like, you know what? I can't keep doing this. What I realized is that message, even though it applied to them as well, it was only intended for me to hear it. Not me as the only person, but me in terms of I found it because I needed it. They may not have needed it. Even if they were going through the exact same situation, here's the thing. If you come across knowledge or advice or a video that helps you in your situation, and you send it for somebody else and they don't watch it, it could just mean that they were not at the point that you are at where you are ready to take action, where you are ready to fix things. Some people choose to use their problems as excuses, as a crutch, and some people just genuinely don't know any better. Some people don't seek knowledge or seek advice that will help them out of their decision. Some people are fine just dwelling in mess. Like some people are literally okay with that. And sometimes it's not even that they're okay. They have just accepted it to the point where they don't feel like they can get any better or the situation will ever change. So they are not actually willing to take action to change their situation. On the other hand, you might be like I was, and I'm getting signs and advice telling me how to get out of my situation, right? And instead of just taking it and minding my business, I'm trying to help you over here who don't even want my help. Like, you see what I'm saying? That's why I just realized that it's a waste of my time to try to tell people what to do. Even if I want to help you, if you don't want to be helped, nothing I can do will change or alleviate your situation because you yourself don't want it to change. That is what I want to get through to you today. A lot of people, believe me, a lot of people, because I was there too, a lot of people disrupt their peace and waste their time, waste their lives trying to tell other people what to do with their lives. And that's none of your business. You need to worry about yourself. You cannot help somebody who doesn't want to be helped. And you cannot want more for somebody than they want for themselves. You're wasting your time and you're wasting your efforts. Like, it's noble. It's noble. You care. Great. But if they're not even willing to listen, why are you wasting your time? It's one thing. And here's the thing, y'all. Here's the thing. It's one thing if we are talking about children and minors who may not know any better. Maybe you have younger siblings or something. It's one thing to try to look out for minors who are still learning, who are still growing, who still have so much more to experience and this, that, and the third. But when it comes to adults, let me tell you something. When it comes to adults, that person is an adult. I need you to understand that that person is an adult, okay? You are responsible for yourself as an adult, and they are responsible for themselves as an adult. Yes, you care. Yes, you love them. Yes, A, B, and C. But that person is an adult. What are you doing? You can't want more for people than they want for themselves. What would I look like if I'm sitting here telling you, hey, if you open this door, all of your problems will be solved, but you'd rather sit there and use it as a crutch and complain, well, I would get up and open the door, but the last time I tried to resolve it, I only got hurt worse. And, you know, like, it's not to sound like you should ignore people when they need you, or you should kick people while they're down. I know it sounds very cutthroat right now, but I'm trying to help you understand that you can care for people, you can support people, you can allow them to lean on you, but you cannot go out of your way to try to make somebody's situation better and they do not want it to be better, okay? Because if you really think about it in terms of your own life, I'm sure you have been in situations where you went through something or you were going through something and somebody tried to help you, somebody tried to say, you should leave that person, you know, or you should not do that. And then you're like, you know, this is my life. I'll do what I want. And then you did it. And then you learned your lesson, right? You got hurt and you learned your lesson. And now you know better, so you don't make the same mistake, right? You had to go through that to learn from it in order to not make the same mistake. Sometimes somebody telling you something is not enough to actually make you learn your lesson. Not everybody can learn from observation. Some people have to learn from experience. Some things you have to learn from experience because, you know, that's just how life is. You cannot control and manipulate and block people from experiencing this and make them experience this instead. Like, you cannot manipulate people's lives like that. Sometimes, unfortunately, the people we love, the people we care about, they have to go through painful experiences because that pain has a purpose. That pain is meant to teach them something or launch them into whatever they're supposed to be doing with their lives. Like, the pain I have went through was essential in me becoming the person that I am today. So trying to prevent that in the past when I was going through it would have been a waste of time. It was necessary for me to become who I am today. And unfortunately, the same applies to the people you care about. It's not easy to watch them go through pain. It's not easy to watch them suffer. But you cannot dedicate your life and throw yourself on the line for people who are not going to listen to you or people who do not want to change. you can support them, you can be there for them, but you are wasting your time if you think you have to take it upon yourself to try to tell them what to do and steer them in the right direction. They have to want that for themselves. Because here's the thing. If people are willing to change, if people ask for your help, help them, right? If you see somebody trying to do better, help them. But if you see them struggling and they're not like ready to do something yet, you can still be supportive. I'm not saying to just leave people out in the cold. You know, like everybody needs somebody, especially when you're down. But I'm saying you have to set the appropriate boundaries so that you don't lose yourself in the process of trying to help somebody become better when they don't want to be better. Or they don't want better in their lives. You can't do that to yourself. You can't. And I literally, let me tell you, I learned that lesson and I just decided to let people be. It's like, I love you. I care about you. I'll tell you. I'll be there for you in any way that I can. But I am not going past a certain point where I am literally telling you, I don't think you should do that. Or, you know, like if you keep making the same mistake, it's not on me to now come into your life and tell you that you shouldn't do that. Life is going to keep sending you the same mistakes until you learn your lesson. So eventually, it's going to happen to a degree where it's so painful that you are going to learn your lesson. But me inconveniencing myself, going out of my way, stressing myself out, waking up with your problems on my mind, because I'm a Pisces. I'm very empathetic. I feel the struggle, the emotions of the people around me. That's why I had to set these boundaries. Like if my friends came to me and they were struggling or they were going through something, it's like, we are going through it. We, not you, we. Like I'm internalizing all of that. Some people have the ability to just not let it get past that conversation with me. If I really care about you, I will worry. I will worry. I'll be praying for you. I'll be like, I hope you're doing okay. You know, like I have to set these boundaries. I cannot be internalizing other people's problems. If you are the same way, if you are a water sign and you believe in the zodiac and all of that, my Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces people, we cannot be doing that. We need to create some boundaries. We cannot be throwing ourselves on the line to help other people who don't want to help themselves. It's not going to work. You cannot do that. Let people live their lives. Let them live their lives. Let them make their decisions. You cannot influence that. You cannot influence that. Worry about yourself. If they make a decision and they fall and they're down and they need you, you know, don't go to them and be like, I told you so. I am not an I told you so person, and I cannot stand people like that. So I'm not saying do that. I would never do that. Be there for people when they need you, you know, comfort them. Like I said, sometimes life has to actually make you go through things to teach you to listen. But support when you are down is very important. So I'm not saying just leave people out in the cold. You know, be there when they need you to, but like, don't think that it is your responsibility to tell grown people how to live their lives so they can want better if they do not want better. That is not on you. It's not on you if they make poor decisions and they deal with the consequences of their actions. It's not on you if they get hurt. It's not on you if you wanted to tell them and you didn't tell them and they struggle and they fall on their face. It's not on you. It's not your life. You are responsible for your life. Love them, wish them well, but do not sacrifice yourself. Do not throw yourself under the bus. Do not throw yourself on the line for people who, you know, they're not necessarily making the wisest decisions. Focus on yourself. You are responsible for yourself. That's the only person you are in control of. That's the only person you are obligated to take care of. You come before everybody else, okay? Some of us, especially women, you know, society tells us that our worth is based on how much we can sacrifice for other people. That's some BS. Your priority is you, okay? You are going to be the best for other people if you are the best for yourself. If you constantly sacrifice yourself for other people, you don't set boundaries, you don't enforce those boundaries, you just, you know, like you just get wrapped up in what other people have going on in their lives, you are not going to be your best self. You are going to be just as drained, and you're probably not even going to be very useful when it comes to support because you are drained. You have to prioritize you. Focus on you. Focus on your own life, okay? Run your own race. Other people's problems have nothing to do with you unless it directly involves you. Like I said, don't isolate, but understand it is not, that is not your business. It's not your place to guide people who don't want to be guided, okay? Help them when they want help, but if they insist on doing nonsense, let them do their nonsense. That's none of your business. Focus on yourself. That's the only person you are obligated to take care of. I cannot tell you how many times people come to me complaining about other people and saying, I don't know why they're doing this. I feel like they should do this instead. And I'm like, this is an adult. This is an adult. They are an adult. You are an adult. I am an adult. That's none of my business. That's none of your business. Let them do what they want. It's their life. I know you don't want anything bad to happen to them. I know you're trying to protect them. I know you have good intentions. I know you do. You have a good heart. You want the best for them. But their life is what it is, right? You cannot control that. You cannot manipulate that. You cannot protect them from everything. And I mean, think about your own life. Think about your own life. Think about all of the struggles, all of the mess. Think about all of the things that's like on your plate right now. You want to add somebody else's mess to that? You're not overwhelmed enough? Do you have room? You have room to take on other people's problems? Is that what it is? You don't have enough problems of your own? Like, you know, you cannot, the same way you cannot say, I have this problem, let me go put it on somebody else. I mean, I know technically you shouldn't do that, but not everybody thinks that. A lot of people think that they should just drop all of their problems on other people. But whether you choose to do that or not, you are the only person at the end of the day that is responsible for fixing those problems. It's great if you have help. It's great if you have help. But to expect people to just solve all of your problems, or to expect people to listen to your problems and then give you advice and you don't take the advice, do you even like that person? Do you even like that person? Like, I can tell you, for me personally, there have been times where I shared my problems with, or my situation with other people, and they gave me advice. And if I did not take the advice, they did not hear from me again. They did not hear from me again. If you give me advice and I don't take it, I'm not going to come back to you with the same problem. I am not going to talk about it at all, or I am going to bring it up when I have a solution, when I've resolved the issue. Because how disrespectful is that? How, think about, like, y'all, listen. Think about when you're going through something, you're stressed, you have all of this, and you just offload it on somebody else, right? If that person cares about you, hopefully they do. If that person is a water sign, especially like me, they are internalizing that. They are worrying. They care about you. If it's not somebody who internalizes it, they still want the best for you. They're still concerned, right? It may not weigh heavy on their spirit like me, but they still want the best for you. They're still concerned, right? They heard you out. They gave you words of encouragement, words of wisdom. They tried to help you through that. And they gave you some advice. And you literally decided not to take it. And you think it's okay to go back to them complaining again when you literally made no attempt to use their advice the first time? Like, that's... You don't like that person. You don't like that person. That's very selfish behavior. For you to come into somebody's space, drop that on them, and then just say, I'm not going to listen to you, but I'm going to bring back more of my problems. That's very selfish. You can't do that to other people, and you can't let other people do that to you. You have your own problems. Focus on fixing your own problems. Like I said, support, be there for people when they need you, especially if they want help, they're asking you for help. You know, if you have experience in that area, especially, help people to the best of your ability. All I'm saying is do not sacrifice yourself in the process. Do not sacrifice your peace. Do not go out of your way if it's a situation that is really not ideal for you to get involved in. And I know it sounds selfish, but I am a firm believer in being selfish sometimes when it's to preserve your own peace and it's not necessarily hurting other people. Because it's not that you putting yourself first and letting people do what they want is hurting them. It's just, it's preserving you. The pain that they are going to feel, the hurt that they are going to have from that experience is not because you didn't help them or because you didn't give them advice or because you didn't listen. It's because of the actions that they chose to take, okay? It's literally just the consequences of their actions and their beliefs, their perspective, their mindset, the way that they chose to react to the situation. That is what's causing the pain, not whether you chose to help them or not. That's none of your business, okay? That is none of your business. So you cannot take that upon yourself and feel guilty if something happens to somebody because you didn't help them or you didn't offer them advice. That's life, okay? You cannot control the outcomes of things that happen in people's lives. You have enough to worry about with your own life. Some people have problems in their lives, and instead of fixing that, working on that, they get themselves wrapped up in everybody else's problem. That's not noble. That's mismanaging your priorities. It's not noble. And don't get me wrong, you can help other people while you are helping yourself, while you are working on yourself. But what I'm saying is if you are neglecting yourself, if what you are doing, if how you are trying to help them is literally sacrificing you in some way, you need to take a step back. You need to take a step back, okay? You need to take a step back and worry about your own problems, okay? Because who's going to help you with that? Who's going to help you with that? A lot of us are givers. We give, we give, we give, we give, and we don't even expect anything in return. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't get anything in return. That doesn't mean you should keep giving. You need to set boundaries because takers don't have any boundaries. They're just going to take as much as you are willing to give. Set some boundaries and let people live their lives. Do not sacrifice yourself to help other people who don't want to be helped. Let people live their lives. Let them learn their lessons. Worry about your own peace. Let me tell you something. I have been so peaceful. So peaceful. You have no idea. my life, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not perfect, right? You know, I have my ups and downs like everybody else. But the downs that I have is, you know, just me working on my own stuff. You know, it's not necessarily me internalizing other people's problems. But I have my ups and downs. But overall, my life has been so peaceful when I decided to just let people figure stuff out on their own. Because you cannot, you might, let me tell you, you might think it's noble to always be that other crutch for people when they need you. But you are actually encouraging them to be very dependent on you, and you're not helping them develop their own problem-solving skills to take care of their stuff on their own. If you always bail somebody out every time they need you, you're not helping them be more responsible of their own lives. You are creating an unhealthy attachment, an unhealthy dependence on you, and you are just keeping yourself in that repetitive cycle of toxicity, okay? Let people figure stuff out for themselves. It's going to help them. If you constantly throw yourself under the bus and you constantly lay down and die for people when they need you, when they're not making good decisions, they're always going to say, you know what? It doesn't matter what I do. It doesn't matter if I do this and I get in trouble, because I know that this person is going to be there to bail me out when I need them. Do you really want somebody looking at you in that way? Respect yourself. Respect yourself. Let people learn how to figure stuff out on their own. Be the support, but in a healthy way, right? Create boundaries. Create some distance if you need to. But like, you have to put yourself first, and you have to stop trying to tell people what to do with their lives. And you have to learn how to say, okay, you know what? I love this person. I care about this person. I want the best for them. But I understand that they are not at the point in their lives right now where they are ready to make some changes and improve. So I can wish them well and be there for them, but I cannot go out of my way to try to change them. They have to have their own life experiences that will propel them into that whole journey of self-development, self-improvement, or just fixing whatever situation, whatever mess they're going through. They have to deal with that on themselves. They have to learn how to figure that out for themselves. Love them, be there for them, but do not sacrifice yourself for other people. That is all I have for you in today's episode. I really want you to think about that. Just, you know, think about if there's anybody in your life you have been sacrificing your peace for, and set some boundaries. I will talk to you next week.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.